Our scripture today will come from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to begin with a word of prayer, and following the prayer, we will together share the Lord's Prayer, which will be on the screen behind me if you wish to follow along with that. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for our children. Our children who you use in so many different ways to help us better understand who you are. God, we thank you for that gift. God, we've also been talking a lot about the cross and singing about the cross. And so on this Palm Sunday, which is a celebration, help us to realize what that celebration is about, but also give consideration to what you went through in the week that followed Palm Sunday. So that when we get to next Sunday and celebrate the resurrection, it won't just be something that we do because we've done every year, but we will realize what that process is about and how it impacts our lives uniquely and individually. And God, we pray together as you have taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So, I'm going to read scripture. I want all the children, if you're under the age of 10, raise your hand. All right, all of you need to be listening because I want you to answer out loud the answer to this question. I'm going to read the scripture and I want you to listen for the animal that is in the scripture and be able to tell me after I'm done reading the scripture, okay? So what animal is in the scripture? Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter Zion, See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. What was the animal? Donkey. Very good. You're listening. Now, after we're done with this, I'm gonna, and you next week going to go back, I'm going to do this with the adults, and they're going to have to answer questions after I read the scripture, okay? Adults, y'all hear that? All right. That so far, the kids are one for one. All right. So the animal is a donkey, and Jesus rode in Jerusalem on a donkey. Now, why do you think he rode on a donkey? I'm going to give you multiple choice. Did he ride in on the donkey because it was the closest animal he could get to? Did he ride in on a donkey because the donkey was his favorite animal? Did he ride in on a donkey to help people understand who he really was? Which one do you think it was? To understand who he really was. So you already know what this sermon's about. So you could say Let's listen to this. Bear with me for a minute. You could say Jesus is a hero. He's a hero in the sense that he is someone we should try to be like. Everybody agree with that? But let's think a moment about the donkey. I don't know how many of these superheroes you will know from my day, but superheroes can tend to have different kinds of modes of transportation. Well, these seem to be a little bit different than a donkey. You have Batman. You know what Batman had? He had a really cool Batmobile. It was awesome. And then Spider-Man, you know how he got around? He could just shoot webs and he could swing from thing to thing, and that was how he got from place to place. Then there was Iron Man. He had a powered suit that he could use to fly really fast. Captain America, you know what he had? A customized motorcycle. And then Wonder Woman, she had an invisible jet. I mean, it's awesome. They had all these things. These really special people and these superheroes, they had all these different ways of getting around. But what did Jesus have? A donkey. Jesus was God's son. He could have had anything. He could have come up with something nobody had even ever seen before. Most important people to people in Jesus' time would have been at least riding a big, beautiful horse, because that's what it's known. And Jesus, I'm sure, could have had a horse. But Jesus instead rode in on a donkey. But you already know he had a reason for doing this. Here's the reason. The donkey was a slow, humble work animal. This was Jesus' way of showing he didn't come to start a war or show off his power, but to bring peace and kindness. Now, I have another question. How many of you children helped bring the palms in this morning? Raise your hand if you helped with the palms this morning. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for that. And I want to tell you why we did this. Did you know that sometimes when really special people are walking somewhere, there will be this special thing they call a red carpet that the special people walk on? Have you ever heard of people walking the red carpet? That means you're like famous and you're really good looking and you do special things. And so to talk about walking the red carpet. Well, the people were really excited when Jesus came into the town, and they didn't really have a red carpet. So I think they kind of, the equivalent, used something else. The scripture we just read said that they used their coats and palm branches. So some of them actually took off coats and laid them down so that Jesus or the donkey could walk on that, and others that took palm branches and put them down. So they kind of created a special thing for Jesus to walk on. But this teaches us another important lesson. We don't have to have fancy red carpet to honor Jesus. We can give Jesus what we have, like the coats and the palm branches, but today we can give him our time. We can choose to be kind like he was, or we can just, like the people, shout Hosanna, and we can sing and worship him like the children's praise team did this morning, and like all of us did with our adult praise team. Children, by bringing the branches in and putting them down, you helped us learn this special lesson. And I hope we'll never forget it. Here are a few other things I believe God would want us to remember about our Palm Sunday celebration. You know, the people that were celebrating Jesus, some of them didn't really know what to expect from Jesus or what kind of Jesus they were looking for. So I want to ask, what kind of Jesus are we looking for? Are we looking for a God that will give us what we want and fix all our problems, kind of like a genie God? Or, somebody said no. I think it was a kid too. Or are we wanting someone, a king who is calling us and helping us to get to know who he is and to be kind and to help others. Remember that we talked about Jesus' transportation into Jerusalem, which was a what? What did he come into Jerusalem on? A donkey. Very good. Well, today, Jesus wants us, Christians, believers, people who know him, to be kind of his vehicle. That's what the Bible says. We are to bring Jesus to others who don't know who he is yet and how much he loves them and what he did for them. Just a few days after the big Palm Sunday celebration, Jesus went to the cross where he died so we could have eternal life, so we could live forever with him in heaven. This is how much he loves all of us and even the people who don't know him yet. And God wants us to go tell others about him, so we kind of become that vehicle now to help Jesus get to people that he wants to know about him. You know, in the scripture we read today, Jesus actually borrowed the donkey from someone. It wasn't Jesus' donkey, just like the person gave Jesus the donkey so he could use it. We're supposed to give our time, our talents, the things we can do, and let God use them. The children's praise team, the adult praise team, people who, who was here for the Easter egg hunt yesterday? Children and adults. If you were here for Easter, all right, that's pretty awesome. Now, you can put your hands down. I want you to know this. There were some people, and it wasn't very many, that took their time and energy and effort and money and resources and put together an Easter egg hunt yesterday and hid 1,823 Easter eggs. And there were so many people that came from our community, from the Well Center, from the church, that just had an amazing time. And in the midst of that, we got to hear about Easter, and we got to hear the real story of Easter. And Mila even became an angel that flew down from the sky. And if you were here, you saw her flying. You really did. And it was amazing. And so those people came for Easter egg hunt, but they also got to hear the story about Jesus. And that's what it means when we say we're the vehicles and we use our gifts and talents and abilities. One of the last things we can remember is that just like people were creating a special road and singing Hosanna to Jesus as he came into Jerusalem, we are to celebrate and let others know Jesus is special to us. We're to out loud to other people proclaim him as our Lord and Savior, so others can know who he is as well. Our children do a really good job at helping us accomplish that. And for that, today, I am very thankful. We're also going to have communion. I'm going to ask our deacons and Laura and to all those that are involved, go ahead and come into the places now, take the places so we can begin the communion. But I want to share a little bit. This is obviously going to be different. We've never done it this way before. Some churches die because they don't ever do anything the way they haven't done it before. And I want to explain to you why we're doing it this way. It's Family Sunday. And this is something we talked about there. The children's ministry team, when we met last week or week before last, we talked about there may even be some children here who have never seen communion done before. Because we have our children go back, which is a great thing for Bible Adventure. It's wonderful that they go back. Oh, yes. I'm so excited. The deacons can sit down. I got so excited about communion, I forgot our invitation. So deacons can sit down. Praise team, go ahead and come back up. Y'all can have a seat. That's what happens when you change things. Thank you, Jackie. So I will continue to tell about communion as they come up. So the children will have a chance to participate in communion. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't made a public profession of faith, then we ask you not to take the elements, but we ask that you do still come forward. You're going to have an opportunity to come forward, and each person who has, they will take the elements, and then they will have a person up here that a deacon or a minister that will pray with them. and then you'll return back to your seat. But I want us to understand that everyone, every single person here, whether you've made that decision or not, is invited to come forward because God loves each and every one of us, and there's nobody that He doesn't care for. There's nobody that He doesn't invite, and we want to live that out in the way we're going to do communion today. I'll give you a few more instructions when I'm really supposed to be given the instructions. But I don't want, and this is something we've already been talking about. We knew there might be some glitches. I just didn't know I was going to be the one to have the biggest glitch. But that's what life is. Is your life perfect? Did you have anything that didn't go the way you wanted it to last week? You get frustrated with anything? Now, you could get frustrated, and I could too. I could like, well, I just messed everything up. First ever family Sunday, had all the children. I just flubbed the whole thing. No, I didn't. Because this isn't about me. This is about God. And just like God will take this and use it, God will do the same thing in your day-to-day week. And when you know that and you claim that, it changes your life. So our praise team is going to share now a song of invitation. And during that time, you're invited to come. I will be here to receive people. And one reason that Jackie knew it was really important and I wanted to do this first, because I've told her, I want, if anyone here doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and you want to make that decision today, you can do that. And then immediately after that, you get to participate in your first ever communion as a believer. And I don't ever want, because I had this happen one time where somebody came forward after we had done communion at the invitation, and so that person didn't get to do communion that day. And ever since that day, I said, I feel that God would want us to have an invitation followed by communion. So that's why we do it the way we do, even though I messed it up. But if God's touched your heart in any way, it may be to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. It could be that you just need to come and the altar's open. You don't have to come through me. You can come and just kneel at the altar. Perhaps you've got some of those talents and gifts that you know God wants you to use and you really haven't been doing that. And you want to make a commitment to do it. Or maybe you know that God wants you to be that vehicle, His source of transportation, to get to some people who don't really know Him, but you know that, and God's been prodding you to share who God is in your life. Not to go necessarily take the Bible and just stand up and preach at them, but just share who God is so that they can know that He's there for the struggles in their lives. But the altar's open. Stand together and we'll respond as God would lead.